From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
From the sublime to the ridiculous, sometimes it seems that any noun can be used to describe a wine. Find out more after this. This October 12th through the 19th, I'll be leading a luxury tour for listeners to some of the most amazing wineries, restaurants, hotels, and attractions in the Napa and Sonoma Valleys. You'll be treated like gold as you sample an abundance of liquid gold while meeting some truly legendary personalities along the way. This is a trip completely unavailable anyplace else, and it even includes a sail aboard an America's Cup yacht. So get all the details by emailing me at david@grapeencountersradio.com. Raspberry, blackcurrant, citrus, and apricot. There's an array of aromas and flavors which we expect to find in our glass of wine. But what are some of the more common, uncommon descriptors used to describe the taste and smell of wine? Would you expect to find hints of mint in your wine? Well, yes, if you're drinking a Cabernet Sauvignon Merlot blend from around the world, especially Bordeaux. What about more meaty smells, such as salami? If that's what you've got, I'll bet it's an Italian wine in your glass. Meat is an aroma commonly associated with the Aglianico grape. If your champagne tastes a bit biscuity, never fear. That's normal with vintage champagne, and it's thanks to the yeast that the sparkling wine is aged on. Now, I bet the last thing you would expect to smell in your wine is petroleum, yet it's exactly what you would find in your fine German Riesling. Some of the common descriptors you want to avoid? Well, the smells and tastes which mean the wine is faulty. Terms like nail polish remover, wet dog, and sweaty socks. Definitely not what I'd hope to find in my next glass of wine. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.